Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Evan.
Nothing clever to say this time?
No, I really don't. I'm adding nothing to this show today.
You look like a... I'm trying to think of the proper word without being too vulgar.
The Walking Dead?
You could go that. You could go that route.
You should have seen
that.
You look
bedraggled.
I am.
You look like a wet dog.
Yeah, I'm a little frazzled right now. Had a little bit of a rough day at work, and because of that, I'm suffering a little bit. But I'm going to forge through, because the show is important.
It is very important. We have millions of fans waiting for us to stop.
Tens of fans waiting.
I was going to say, we have millions of fans waiting for us to stop. Either way is fine. We're doing another al fresco show, in case you couldn't hear.
And thank you for joining us, al fresco.
See, I was actually going to give you credit, because way back in the early days, I had a different interpretation of what al fresco meant. And it was one of the very first times on the show I was extremely wrong.
What did you think it meant?
I don't remember.
Was it something perverted?
I think I was kind of confusing it for al dente. It was like a method of cooking. Like, I had just in my mind I had it listed, I had it filed away in the tight ways to cook things.
That pretty much made my day right there.
Well, good. I remember it made your day at the time too.
Wonderful fire pizza.
Fires him.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. That's beautiful. Other water.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, we are outside enjoying, I must say, a very good, another good week of weather.
We're having a good weather stretch.
Yeah, although it's getting humid again.
Yeah.
I turned on the air at home.
You poor thing, we're in your shorts and everything right now.
Shorts are the default. Anything that gets me away from shorts is to be frowned upon.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I live my life. But we're checking out a brand new place.
Yes.
So it's only been open for maybe a couple weeks now, I would say. It is Element. It's one of the many new wood-fired artesian pizza places. This one right on Broadway.
What about artisanal?
I suppose. Isn't artesian, doesn't that work too?
I don't think so. I think you just made up that word.
No, I didn't make up the word. I'm probably using it wrong, much like al fresco. I don't know words.
This pizza's a little al dente.
Hey, shut the fuck up. But yeah, we're literally right on Broadway, one of the busiest streets in Northeast.
If not the busiest.
Yeah, so it's a little bit noisy, but you know what? I can't turn down the fresh air. I gotta be outside.
Says the guy who had to turn on the air.
Wait, it's nice, but it's getting kind of humid.
But it's not humid yet.
It's not, but it's getting close. And I got enough crap going on in my house where it already jumps it up about 5 degrees. So yeah.
This is very, very similar to places like Punch.
Yep.
Pizzania, to a lesser extent, Black Sheep.
Yeah, because they're coal-fired. This is a wood-fired.
Mm-hmm. And the pizza, it's a counter service order, and stuff comes out really, really quickly. We may have been sitting down 5-6 minutes.
If that.
And already have our food.
We did a couple different routes. You went with the pre-made,
mm-hmm.
or the pre-ordered, or however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's Element Pizza. So they have different ones named after the elements.
Mm-hmm.
Fire, earth, wind, water. No heart, as I commented on. which I think is a miss. It's a misfire on their part. Because people love Captain Planet.
Yes, they do.
So they need a heart pizza, and you could work it, because like you got the fire, which is a lot of spicy stuff.
It is.
What did you get?
The fire pizza has basil, a spicy fennel sausage. It's got a spicy marinara, a roasted red pepper, and then a very dry mozzarella.
It is very dry. I got extra.
Mm-hmm.
And on mine, I went with the create your own, which you get your choice of essentially three sauces. The tomato one, which is what I got because mm-hmm. I'm boring. They had no white sauce, which I was a little surprised at. They did have a basil sauce and a no sauce, I guess. So.
Oh my gosh, it's all messy face.
Hello.
Now.
Yeah.
I went with the build your own. I did the sauce. I went with the extra mozz.
I love this dog.
I got fennel. I got prosciutto, which again, always, I'll put that on anything. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, corn dogs, salad. Ice cream. Anything.
I might roll with ice cream.
Prosciutto ice cream would be badass.
Oh, no, that'd be good.
What would you mix with that?
Nothing. Nothing. Just a good, you know, plain vanilla kind of thing.
I don't know if I could roll just plain vanilla with that. I need an additive.
There's not enough development taking place in terms of meat and ice cream combinations.
I didn't know there was one.
That's my problem. There isn't any. We need some more.
Fire's pretty good.
Okay, give me the option. Give me some options. What else would you want?
Well,
oh my God, the whole thing.
I mean, any sort of salty cured, you know, would work well. I mean, it's the kind of the pretzel. The pretzel or the salted caramel theory.
Okay.
You get the salty and sweet.
Yeah.
So, good prosciutto. Maybe a capicola.
What's my ice cream?
It's too spicy.
You think so?
I think it'd be
too spicy.
I think, unless you went like the, because I've seen this before, like a chipotle, chocolate chipotle pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Flavored ice cream, which would be interesting. So.
But that's not me. That doesn't follow within my research paradigm here.
I know. I'm just saying, I think that's just too spicy.
You think capicola is too spicy? Mm. But anything cured, I think would work pretty well.
It might work.
You know what I'm saying? Seriously, I think we need to work on this. Maybe for State Fair.
I don't think I...
There's still time to get a booth, right?
I think that ship has sailed.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
It's that one with the one that we get.
It's not hard to get a booth, though.
No.
You just gotta build it. You know.
You gotta. Yeah. It's actually extremely hard.
I've had this idea. To essentially build a booth suit. Basically, a wearable booth for conventions. I have some rough sketches, and I think that would work in a State Fair situation, because you don't have to get away with this. You just walk in, just sit down in the middle of everything.
My guess is somebody's going to come after you at that point.
Well, that's the beauty of it. You can just stand up and walk away.
They could probably follow you.
Maybe put it on a Segway.
What if they run? Granted, it is a State Fair. Nobody's running.
Yeah, even security guards have like four corn dogs in them by that
even
point.
Even the 5K is a brisk walk.
Well, mom gets food.
It's fine. I don't
know. So anyway, back to my pizza. I did the prosciutto, the sausage, and I got red onions, which again, I always put on pizza. I love red onions. Now, with this, what do you think of the sauce?
It's not very good.
Okay.
It's not very flavorful. It needs salt. Badly. It needs pepper. Badly. All the rest of the flavors on there, with the exception of the mozzarella, are pretty good.
What do you want to get?
The basil's fresh. I like the fennel sausage. And I like the roasted red peppers. But the sauce is bland.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. There's something lacking in that sauce. And to me, especially if you do a wood fire or any sort of fired pizza, as opposed to straight up just baked like a regular pizza. No, that's not an advertisement for Little Caesars. But any sort of flash cooked pizza, where you're gonna get the char.
Yeah.
Everything has to be that much stronger to overcome the fact that it's a burnt pizza.
It's got to be a bit more harmonious than this is.
It doesn't even necessarily have to be harmonious, it's got to be bigger. It's bigger flavors to overcome the fact that you're eating char.
To me, the crust doesn't have a whole lot of flavor either. And it's very doughy. Doughier than...
See, I don't mind that. I like a doughier crust. I like a floppier crust. And to me, the crust is... I'm with you on the... on that it's somewhat flavorless. That doesn't bug me. To me, I expect crap crust. Every time.
Really.
And therefore, if it's good, that's just a bonus for me. But I don't expect it. And to be honest, there are very few crusts that actually make that big of a difference for me. And sadly, the only one that can really jump out of me is like a stuffed crust, but that's just because there's more shit in it.
It's just too much. That's overkill to me. The crust is just a vehicle.
That's what I'm saying.
It shouldn't be the star of the show. It should be an add-on actor. Maybe even a guest star.
I'm with you on that. But I guess my point is I don't dock this any points.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
That's why I stopped talking. That's why I don't dock it any points for having a lackluster crust. What?
I think I'm just like... I do need to preface it. I do need to preface it with, I did start off by asking, are you sure it's not going to be too loud out here? And every single time that I've tried to say something important...
Well, that's just the universe preventing you from spewing whatever it is you call wisdom.
Knowledge. Dropping knowledge bombs on y'all.
Mm-hmm. So, how was your weekend, sir?
I'm going to go with pretty uneventful.
You didn't cook anything? You didn't...
I really didn't. I did my every 6 month cleaning, so I'm good until I move out of this.
Most people just call that regular showering.
I did like that heavy cleaning that you always have to do every 6 months or so. Sometimes every 4 months.
I'm curious what you mean by this.
You should play with both things like this.
I think where you clean absolutely everything, you know.
Yeah,
there are there are some schools of thought. You know, you vacuum every week, you dust every week, you drip all over you. Nicely done, sir. Oh, man.
Right on the crotch, too. That's no good.
That's going to be awkward.
Oh, well.
But, you know, where you clean... I had to do one of those, you know, wash the floors... wash all the mirrors, you know, wash the windows, that type of cleaning. Had one of those days yesterday.
Huh, okay.
And to me, those are kind of just throwaway weekends. Those are kind of uneventful.
Fair enough, but most of what you said is stuff I do every weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
You wash the windows?
No, I don't think I've ever washed a window ever.
You wash the floors?
Yeah. I have to. It's hardwood floors and I have cats, aka vomit machines.
Pee machines, I would go.
No, more vomit machines on the floor. Mm. The pee machine comes into place with clothing, furniture, anything where it's hard to get the smell out.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
Someone, like, after buying in on top of yours, you have to try and hit me.
I realize it's not your choice to live with the cats. It's just like, there's no way I could deal with it.
Well, they do have some benefit. But yeah, it can be a bit trying, I would say.
Well, that's literally all I did. tried my fantasy football drafts last night.
And how was that for you?
Pretty uneventful. Because I set all the everything to auto-pick, and then I see where I fall. I was a lazy bastard.
Well, I understand that, and I appreciate laziness.
I did go to the gym twice.
Well, that's not bad. But actually, going back to the fantasy football thing, is this one of the leagues you have money in?
No.
Oh, okay.
I ask you if you want some of McDonald's.
My heavy sports betting doesn't start until March.
Okay, because I was going to say, because normally you're fairly hardcore. Like, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars
no,
at stake.
No, not football season. Nope.
What is your sport of choice?
It's the Final Four and the Derby, the Triple Crown.
Really?
I don't do...
Aren't you in like three or four of these?
Yeah, I'm in a bunch of different leagues, but I don't do it for the heavy duty cash like I do with the Final Four, especially, okay. Which is literally like the bane of my existence at times, because that first through the third week of March, I'm not getting crap then.
No one does.
Just nothing. Even you kind of get into it, don't you?
No. No, if anything I knew could be considered getting into it, it's casting dirty looks at the people that are getting into it and that are interrupting my slacking at work, if they're slacking.
Because
the system only works if half the people slack. If everyone slacks, nothing gets done, and I'm certainly not going to pick up, the difference.
The thing with the Final Four thing is I didn't get into it until I won it.
And one of those types.
And because by the time it got down to the actual Final Four teams, then I was doing the math equations that you had to work out to make sure that you were still going to finish in the money. And then you start working out, okay, if this happens and then this happens, I still can win. I work out all the scenarios. So then I got really into that. And then this year, I didn't win. I still invested. You all right?
Bobbing my head.
All righty. I still invested quite a bit of money into it. But at the same time, I was much more surgical with my picks.
You didn't just go, meh.
Exactly. I didn't pick it by the color of the team name.
Mascot wins is my system for everything.
Big fan of the Horned Owls, are you? Or the Horned Toads?
I don't even know who that is.
The TCU.
I don't do college.
Texas Pit. That's what Final Four is.
I know, but I'm talking... I don't do college at all. Okay? Mostly because I think college sports is an abomination.
But that's where they have the best mascots.
Great. Good for them.
That's your big thing.
No, that's my system if I'm getting involved. But I don't get involved in college sports because I feel that just encourages the people.
Chicken nuggets.
I am going to be that... I am that douchebag that's like, all the money that's going to college sports could maybe go to engineering or art or something like that. I am going to be that douchebag.
But then who's actually going to bring in the money for all those things?
I think that's a shitty argument. I really
do.
I think that is a shitty argument because I think if there was an honest accounting of where the money goes in terms of college sports, the universities in terms of the money used to do programs and things like that, as opposed to executives and coaches and shit like that, as opposed to personnel, if you looked at the money that colleges get to actually improve the college, it would be very small.
I think
if you did an honest account, I think
disagree.
That's the problem.
I disagree. I also disagree with the fact that we're a Big Ten town, for lack of a better term.
Ooh.
Well, but that's important because at all of our sporting events, we're not allowed to sell alcohol.
Okay.
If you were to sell alcohol at all of those sporting events, it would bring in close to $2 million per college campus.
Sure. And how much of that would go to the school?
A good portion. It could be for the scholarship for your for your engineering club.
You honestly think, okay,
your science club.
So brings supposedly $2 million, which I'm not going to dispute because, liquor makes money. I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, exactly. Liquor is the end all and be all.
And that is fine. However, how much of that is going to, is that $2 million profit? Is that, okay. How much of that money is going to actual programs and not, the hooker budget for the football team?
Well, that is important.
I disagree.
I say that it's incredibly important.
I disagree, but whatever. No, I don't get involved in college sports at all.
That's okay. Yeah. Nobody's perfect.
And I even have a problem with professional sports, but I understand the kind of I understand the appeal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. To me, fantasy football is one of those, especially if you're in like a work league, and you're in a work league with like people you don't like. It's an excellent way to just kind of spike the football.
Yeah, but I try not to get involved in things that involve people I don't like in the first place.
I know, but to me, it's a workaround. You know, I might not be able to talk back to this guy, but I could stomp a mud hole in his ass.
You know, if you wave at the bees, that just pisses them off.
Yeah, probably. I'm not in any work leagues this year. I'm just in public leagues.
Well, all your people are gone, so.
Right.
Abandoning you at the switch.
That's true.
Light.
At the switch.
At the switch.
I don't get it.
It's an old thing. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry, I wasn't born in the 30s.
Though. Well, you know, not everyone's perfect.
Yeah. How are the separate beds that you and Heather are sleeping in?
Fantastic. I have a race car.
Do you?
I do.
I would have figured you for the princess bed.
You want to say that again?
I would have figured you for the princess bed. God, that would have been funny the first time around.
Well, no, it wouldn't have been that funny. No, I'm not a big princess bed fan.
Which surprises me, because that's usually the ones you sneak into at night.
What do you
Well, that's a temporary situation. That's 3-4 minutes at a time.
You're in and out.
Yeah, it's, you know.
But how do you shake it off?
Wow.
Are we really going to have a terrible off here?
No, we're not.
Because I will win. I'm much more on my game this week than you are.
I'm too tired to argue. Too tired to fight.
That's the way I like it. I like my co-hosts like I like my women.
Unable to fight back.
Yeah, too tired to fight back. It's terrible. I'm a terrible person.
Jesus.
Wow. I went to a scary place there.
It did. We're not good there.
No. So what are we drinking? We haven't actually talked about that yet.
I ordered the Grain Belt Northeast. Which is the de facto brown ale.
Is it at this point?
I think so. I think in this neighborhood it's become the de facto. It's one of those things here in Northeast, you have to drink Northeast. If you're in St. Louis, Missouri, you have to drink Budweiser.
No, I'm willing to buck that trend.
Well, I'm just saying. I didn't have a good comparison off the top of my head.
Oh, Wisconsin New Glarus.
Right. Or any other Wisconsin beer.
Yeah. Lakefront is also good if you're in Milwaukee.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Milwaukee.
Yeah.
A good land. No Algonquin.
Are you done?
Yeah, no, I am.
Okay.
Had to get all the words out, at least.
Yep. I disagree with you, if only because I don't like Northeast.
I don't like it terribly much either. I think it's a kind of a throwaway.
It is.
It doesn't bring a whole lot of different flavor to the table.
It was come about because, Northeast is back, Green Belt is back, and they wanted to get into that craft brew, so they were looking for something that was a little more craft brew tasting. Which is, craft brew tasting isn't always good.
Right. And this is very pedestrian. You know,
I think
Premium, or Grain Belt Premium, for lack of a better term, is a very pedestrian beer.
Primo.
Yeah, exactly. So I apologize.
But
Primo, for the most part, is a very pedestrian beer.
It is.
And I think that the people that might, that they, they're, you know, real base, they're the people that are buying their beer more than, on a regular basis, they wanted something, okay, this will be something interesting that we can throw at them. Maybe it can be some sort of gateway to something different. But to me, this is just, it's, it, I don't even know how to describe it, because it's not like,
it's a slightly hoppier Primo.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's all I taste, is just, they put some Primo, and they put some hops in a vat, and then they shared a special hug, and out came Northeast.
A special hug?
A special hug, a special kind of hug. Really? You're killing me here. The downside of Broadway, especially where we are, is literally maybe half a mile.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does Heather let you do the special hug now? Or is that still off
limits? We're not married yet.
Oh, that's good. Okay, just checking.
Yeah. I forgot what I was talking about. Where we are on Broadway, we're about less than a half a mile from 94, one of the big highways in the area. So there's a lot of people coming off. Yeah. It's a little, be a little noisy.
Little?
Well, now it's died down, so.
That's temporary. You just need to wait for the light to change.
Yeah, I suppose. So what did I do this weekend? I did nothing this weekend, which was awesome.
You obviously didn't water your plants because they're dying on the front.
No, they've been watered.
Why are they browning? One of your tomato plants is browning.
No, I think that's because we have vermin.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's even.
All our tomatoes like turned out shit.
But it's still early.
I know. No, the ones that have already ripened, they've all had mold on the inside.
Ish.
Which is kind of impressive. I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. I had one plant last year that got infected with pretty hard with some sort of vermin. I'm guessing it was some sort of spider or something.
Yeah.
And
we had spiders on the ass.
Lost about half the plant. I mean,
yeah. Our cherry tomatoes have done really well.
Yeah.
But the big boy tomatoes. Are not doing so well. The peppers are taking their sweet fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that pepper.
The one lone.
The tiny little.
The lone gunman.
Oh, my God.
The bushy knoll.
Yes.
I have a question for you. You live right across the street from a neighborhood garden.
Yeah, community garden. Yep.
Yeah, community garden. Do you have access to that at all? Or?
We've looked into doing that, but not very hard.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could. I think they do the plot stuff in the spring, and you got to sign up for it and shit.
Now you live across the street from the California Burger.
California Burger? I could go for one of those.
I guess you could too. But you live right across the street from the California building.
Yes.
Is that one of those things that's like included with their...
The whole thing.
Because I see a lot of people walking across the street.
Not a clue. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Or at least it wouldn't surprise me that there's a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
Because... The California building, I live nearby. It's a former warehouse / grain something. It's some sort of industrial
grain
building.
Elevator,
yeah.
Almost.
And it's now converted into art studios. Mm-hmm. And artists are the kind of people that get plots on community gardens.
Yes, they do.
It wouldn't surprise me if there's a lot over that, but I'm not aware that comes with it at all.
Yeah.
So. I mean, we've looked into it, but I think right now we're trying to get our crap together.
Now, you do have a nice little patch in the back here, too.
Why, thank you.
But a usable patch in your
backyard.
And back
it is being used right now. We've planted about 10, 12 plants back there.
Yeah.
And my lovely bride has spent several days...
Cursing it. Besmirching it.
And several bouts of Roundup poisoning to completely clear that area and then make it habitable. For other plants, because it was like the secret garden back there for a long time. It was a dense jungle behind our house, and now it looks awesome. Now it looks.
Are you can't run the Disney World Jungle Cruise through there?
We could before.
Should be awesome. I think you should have rigged something up.
But not so much longer.
Could have gotten you one of those cool ass hats.
Yeah.
The hard hats.
Pith helmet?
Yeah, pith helmet.
Yeah, I've got one.
You do?
I do.
How have you not worn that out?
Because it's a pith helmet.
We've done close to 170 shows.
I will wear it to the State Fair show.
promise?
Yeah, I promise I'll wear the pith helmet to the State Fair show.
Awesome. Awesome. You won't.
No, you guarantee. No.
I'm not betting you anything because I'm not. What the hell are we going to bet on?
I don't know.
No, but pith helmet.
I will wear a pith helmet to.
Awesome.
To the State Fair. Absolutely.
Which is coming up.
It's coming up very shortly.
Yeah.
Now, when is that number up?
25th. We are 10 days out.
Yeah, I was going to say, about 2 weeks out.
It's the final countdown.
It is.
I got to start fasting now.
I was going to say, because last year...
It's like training camp right now.
Last year this time, you were at a different place than you work now.
Yeah.
In your old place, you were right across the street from the State Fair.
It was fantastic.
Now you
know... Except when you walk out in the morning, you know, you'd be walking into the building in the morning and it smelled like the grease from the night before.
Oh, you see, that's a glorious smell.
But by noon, everything had just kind of become fresh again, so I could still get a whiff of whatever was coming off there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. But I think the only thing that I'm going to miss, or not going to miss, for that matter, is the crappy-ass traffic that I had to deal with every single day getting to work for 12 days.
Really? Is there a lot of people at State Fair?
A little bit? Yeah. It was terrible. It was adding an hour to my drive time every day. There was no way to get around it. You come at it from the north, you come at it from the south, the east, the west, didn't matter. You just were need to freaking
be
hosed.
You just need to be helicoptered in.
I should have skydived in at that point. Just something. Or, honestly, the better idea would have been to do one of the commuter buses where they pick up, you know, out in the burbs.
Yeah.
And then you get an air conditioner. Why did I do that?
You're an idiot. That's why.
That's why. I am an idiot. I'm going to park for free.
Yeah.
Not that I had to park for work anyway, but I wouldn't have had to put like the weird thing on my windshield.
Missed the golden opportunity.
I did.
Yeah.
God damn it.
But now you're way out in the sticks.
Yes. And I'm lighter than I was last year.
You were.
I am.
So am I, actually.
So, we're both fitter than we were in the two previous years. So this could really bring an element of
danger.
Of danger and conquest.
I don't know if it's legal, but I've been stocking up my Weight Watchers points.
Have you? You can't do that.
I
don't think that's the way it works.
I have 400 stored up. So I can just inject grease right into my veins.
Which I'm pretty sure you can get on a stick this year.
I'm fine for that. I'm with it.
The new foods this year are doing nothing for me.
Now I've seen some of the new food stuff, but I haven't seen anything for Minnesota.
Yeah.
I've seen stuff for like Iowa and Texas and some of those places.
There's a breakfast on a stick.
What is that?
That's going to be deep fried eggs and sausage on a stick.
See, that could work.
I don't know if it's the same place that did the deep fried cheeseburger.
That was good.
That was good.
That was
good. But that was filthy. That might have been one of the more utterly repulsive things I've ever put in my mouth.
That was a tube of disease is what that was.
It wasn't even a tube. That one, you're thinking of the taco on a stick.
Oh, the taco on a stick.
That was filthy.
Yeah,
that made me ill.
That was
eight types of wrong.
You needed a penicillin shot after that one. It was delicious, but...
Oh, God.
You felt it afterwards.
It hurt so bad. They're doing like a sweet corn ice cream.
See, that I could be fine with that.
I don't know if I'm not.
See, I'm thinking this is the year for ice cream.
We did ice cream last year.
No, funky ice cream.
We did funky ice cream last year.
What did we do last year?
We did the red wine ice cream, and how good was that?
That was extremely good, but that's still liquids.
Okay.
I want goofy shit.
Yeah. It could be really good.
I wonder if they
put a little salt in there too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A little butter and salt.
Yeah.
I could roll with that.
Awesome. Fantastic.
But we're also doing the chocolate covered jalapeno challenge. Yes, you agreed to it last week.
I don't remember agreeing to that at all.
I agree. I will go back. We have it on tape. This is happening. You agreed to it. I even remember. I'm like, really? You're going to do it? She's like, yeah, I got to do it. That's actually what you said. This is happening.
I don't remember saying that, but...
Yeah. Chocolate-covered jalapeno.
Well, fine.
Which could be the end-all and be-all.
No, I'm willing to give you the end-all. I don't know about the be-all.
I don't know. I'm a little scared about that one.
It's just a raw jalapeno?
It's a raw jalapeno, fresh jalapeno dipped in chocolate. Not even on a stick.
See, why do people like that? I don't get that.
I think it's at the same place as the deep fried fruit. It's those people.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But that's just wrong. But we gotta do it.
Things we do for the show.
The things we do for the show. We think of all the bad shit we've eaten.
We put our bodies at risk.
Yeah. We stomached that godforsaken fried bologna sandwich last year.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
No, we had the deep fried bologna.
It was deep fried bologna.
Oh.
That was a mistake.
That was a calculated mistake. And that we ended on that note. That's right. And that ruined it. Because I really wanted to eat something. I think it actually was my last time there.
That year. I think you're right. Because I think we did it like very close to the end.
And I kind of wanted to get a corn dog on the way out. But I was getting to that point where...
there's nothing left.
Yeah. I can't breathe. No. It hurts. That was wrong. I've had a couple things that were...
last year, you know, last year was the third year we've done it.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, fairly safe to say this, the weakest of the 3 years.
And I think, I almost think that this year brings less to the table. There are things we haven't had yet, though.
Uh-huh.
There are things that we haven't had yet, like, we haven't experienced the turkey drumstick.
It's true.
We haven't experienced the grilled peanut butter and chocolate sandwich.
I'd be down for that.
So we haven't done these things. We haven't done an elephant ear.
It's an elephant ear.
Is it like
a funnel cake?
No, they're like potato skins. Drenched in cheddar cheese and ranch.
Oh, good lord.
We'll get a small plate of those.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a question.
Ask me?
We, as we're sitting here...
yep.
A young family sits next to us. Now that they've left, yeah. I can bring this up.
Right. They were bothering the crap out of me.
And that's what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Why were they bothering? Now, it was a husband, wife, and little daughter.
Yeah.
They had a dog with them. Yeah. And from the second they walked up, you were clearly uncomfortable. Now, is this because you're suburban, or is it because you're scared of weird people?
No, it was the dog.
It was the dog.
It was the big fucking... it was like a 100-pound pit bull. It was a pit.
Yeah, I saw the dog.
And that was a big, big pit bull.
Okay.
So that got me a little nervous.
Why?
Because the only time you hear about dog attacks, is when they're pit bulls. And that was the biggest pit bull I've ever seen in my life.
You've never seen Mike's dog.
I don't want to see Mike's dog.
Mike's dog's bigger than that. Granted, I think she's a pit bull lab, but...
yeah, that's a normal mix.
So really, the dog, like, upset you that
what
much?
Well, you were bothered by it, too.
I was bothered because I wanted to bring it up, not in front of them. They didn't bug me at all.
The
I barely
pit bull
noticed
or
them.
The, or just them sitting this close to us, when there's, you know, 8 or 9 other tables.
If you hadn't noticed them, or you hadn't reacted to them, I wouldn't have even spent 3 seconds thinking about them.
No, it had nothing to do with family. It was the damn big dog that made me nervous.
Just for attacking purposes?
That
and
I don't like kids.
Well, yeah, I can understand you not liking children.
The kid was sitting, like, right by the recorder. So that bothered me, too, because we're having to... we're battling the traffic. And yeah. we're battling screaming kid.
See, I figured you'd go on some rant about people bringing dogs into restaurants and how that's insanitary.
No, we're in open air. It's all... if it were enclosed... you know, if this area was enclosed and it was, you know... they had a lot of servers and they had a lot of traffic and, you know, they had a water station or something like that, then I'm like, don't bring the dog in here.
It's just an extra obstacle.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're making it harder on the people that are working here at that point.
Yep.
But I completely agree with it in terms of, this is more the patio style. It's very open. You know, they were able to bring in food from the outside while the mom and dad got pizza. They had McDonald's for the kid.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they had chicken nuggets. I almost wanted one.
I didn't see that. That was awesome.
But I'm cool with that. I'm okay with that. It's more of when it's enclosed and there's multiple obstacles. That just you bring in a really big element of danger, and more so me looking out at that point for the waiter or waitress.
The service,
yeah.
Very good.
All right.
But yeah, Northeast especially,
mm-hmm.
Minneapolis in general is a very dog-friendly city.
Extremely.
In Northeast, even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got a fucking dog. I think I've counted at least 24 since we sat down here.
Yeah.
Of people walking their dog.
And mostly pit bulls.
A lot of pit bulls, a lot of bigger, not fighting dogs, but,
big dogs.
Bigger
dogs than we would expect in this neighborhood.
Very few alligator bait dogs.
No. You're not going to see a whole lot of clutch dogs.
No.
Now, you've talked about getting a dog.
We have.
And I'm probably going to get a dog once I move.
Yes.
I think that's going to be one of those, first purchases type of deals.
Yeah.
Just because I'm going to get a yard, and I want to have a dog.
Plus, ladies love dogs.
Ladies love puppies. I'm going to get a puppy.
No.
And then once it's old enough, I'm going to just throw it away.
Well, that is your want.
That's it.
I submit that ladies love all dogs.
Yes and no.
As long as it's friendly.
Right. I'm not going to get a toy dog, but I'm not going to get a pit bull. I don't know what I'm going to get. Probably get a lab or something like that.
See, lab to me, labs are the vanilla of dogs.
Well, I live in the burbs. I'm just going to move to a house in the burbs. I'm pretty sure that I, by law, I'm supposed to have a lab.
Yeah, you're vanilla.
Yeah,
you're
a lab or a retriever. Yeah. Or a spaniel.
Fucking spaniels. If I were to get a dog, it would be one of several things.
Great Dane.
No.
Because it'll eat more than you would.
No, Heather has already basically put down, it cannot be bigger than she is.
Okay, fair enough.
We will get a small dog.
Yeah.
Okay. It is highly likely when that day comes, which won't be for a while, when that day comes, it will likely be in the corgi to pit bull size range. Not pit bull, English bulldog size range.
Promise me you won't get a chihuahua.
No, God, no. No. Probably the most girly, sissified dog we would get is a corgi.
Yeah. There's nothing like a... Don't do a Yorkshire Terrier.
No.
Something that's a very punchable dog.
Well, especially as long as our oldest cat, McCavity, is still around. We can't get any dog smaller than him.
Right. Because he's mean.
Yeah, because he...
Really, all your cats are mean.
No, not all our cats. All our cats are not very... Actually, only one of our cats is really officially mean. The youngest one is just doesn't get along with the middle one, who is the mean one. And McCavity just doesn't care. He's just enormous. He's 18 pounds.
He's you in cat form.
No, I'm not that big.
I don't... I get the fascination with the pit bull, but it's almost like it's become the de facto dog. It's almost becoming the hip dog to have.
You think so?
Because it's edgy, it's known to be dangerous.
I also wonder if there's a big push, especially, in the wake of Vic and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a big push lately to do rescues and adoptions, and nothing hits that rescue vibe better than rescuing an old fighting dog,
right.
or something that you would assume has
or even that or even than that breed.
Yeah,
doesn't even have to be a fighting dog, but a breed that might not have the greatest reputation in the world.
My problem with getting any sort of dog like a lab or anything like that is that I don't want something that is strong enough that if I have to fight against it. And not like in a, knife fighting, life or death situation.
Which actually I would pay to see.
Yeah. But just if they're wrestling or anything like that, I don't want to have to put enough force in it to potentially hurt it.
Right.
To actually do anything with it.
No, I will have whatever dog I get, it's going to be extremely, I'm doing the whole obedience school, the whole shoot match.
Might do you some good, too.
That's true. Maybe I won't pee on the carpet.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you to poop outside for years.
<That's> never...
It's just not working.
Well played, sir.
Hi, Chad. So, yeah. I never actually said what I'm drinking. We got so caught up in Northeast.
Again, it's kind of going with the theme, is that this has been underwhelming and pedestrian.
Well, I went with the Liney's Honey Vice.
Yeah.
Which to me, that is kind of my sitting out on the porch and don't care beer.
The Honey Vices in particular, or Liney's in general?
Honey Vices.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a light beer. It's crisp. I do like the Liney Kugels. I think it's probably one of my favorite of the honey vice kind of style.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean nothing special, nothing, you know, anything crazy. Just felt like sitting outside drinking a beer. Don't care about the quality.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
All right.
No, normally, like, I have several beers that are just my I don't care beers, but they're for very specific situations.
Okay.
Primo, for example.
Yeah.
That is my gaming beer.
As in going to a ball game or just playing video games?
When I'm playing video games or playing, you know, board games or something with people.
Really? That's your...
That's my gaming beer.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
And part of that is because a good friend of mine that I used to play games with quite a bit, that was his favorite beer, bar none, was Primo, and he'd always bring some.
Okay.
So it just became the gaming beer.
He's dead now, right?
No, he's working. He lives in Washington, D.C., so, you know.
He might be.
Fairly close.
Yeah. The soul is dead.
He's soul. No, yeah, the soul. Fucker. He's one of those guys that, like, very nice guy, but just one of those guys that only knows success. And
yeah.
We hate them.
Yeah, I don't like that type.
Yeah, no good.
Gotta get some failure in your life.
Exactly. So, shall we wrap up here?
We should.
We're past the 45-minute mark. Even though I think it's fairly clear our feelings.
Yeah. I'm going to go with completely underwhelmed. Very bland dough. Very bland sauce. Very dry, awkward mozzarella. You're awkward. I thought the basil was good, but it needed more of it. I like the roasted red pepper on it, but it needed more of it. And I like the fennel sausage on it, but again, needed more of it. What you get at places like Punch, Headless Punch, at Punch or Pizzania or insert wood fire or coal fired pizza anywhere else.
Fast pizza.
You get just much more flavor, much more refined taste. Almost thought there was too much sauce on there too. So it would take a bit for me to come back at this point. Just this is not. It didn't do a whole lot for
me.
It didn't excite the masses.
I'm kind of with you too. The dough is a non-issue for me, as I mentioned.
It's just a vehicle.
It's just a vehicle. You know, if it's good, great. If it's not, big deal.
Right.
I'm totally with you on the sauce. They needed something different.
It tasted like canned tomatoes.
Yeah. And, you know, the various ingredients were fine. The onions I give them credit on, they were very good, very fresh red onions, which are the king of onions as far as I'm concerned. And the mozzarella was a lot of kind of I mean, that was kind of the thing with it.
With tomatoes being in season and the place being called Element, why wouldn't they just use fresh tomatoes? Instead of going, just bypassing the sauce altogether, just put a layer of tomatoes down.
It's not a bad idea.
Just do that.
Yeah.
If you're toting, but you got all this fresh ingredients, why do I taste canned tomatoes? Just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
just completely underwhelmed.
And I also gotta say, the location's not doing them any help.
Location's not doing them any help. They've got a really, again, pedestrian bar beer list. They've only got four beers, but again, it's not like they have something interesting in there. It's all stuff we've had before.
The problem, you know, going back to the location,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, where we are, you know, it's mostly residential.
Yeah.
You know, we're not far off of, what road is that? Right there. It's got Psycho Susie's and Sample
Broadway.
Room. Is that Broadway? No, I thought this is Broadway.
Marshall.
Marshall, thank you.
Yes, Marshall.
I mean, we're not far from, you know, other restaurants, but the difference that places like the Sample Room and Psycho Susie's have is that they are a destination.
Absolutely.
And you have to want to go there.
Yep.
Especially Psycho Susie's.
Any place that has been successful in Northeast in this area. Well, in the time that we've been doing this show, that mm-hmm. has continued to be popular is a destination. I mean, you name it, it's a destination place. You know, mm-hmm. Sample Room, Red Stag, Psycho Susie's, Anchor.
Anchor, yep.
Modern Cafe. I mean, they have food and they have an atmosphere or drinks that separate themselves from anything else. And this is just very boring.
As much as I hate to say it, because I'm always a booster for good food in areas that aren't known for good food. This would almost do better in a campus setting where it's not that you don't know any better, but you go there just to get a pizza and have a beer.
Yeah.
You know, think like Dinky Town.
Yeah, that would be much better in Dinky Town. I think the prices are too steep for Dinky Town.
You know, I was thinking about that because when I got the check, it seemed, it was like, you know, that seemed a little high. The more I thought about it, it's not terrible. To me, what kills it is the beer.
That had to have been $6 beers.
$4.25 for a bottle of Line of Coopers.
That's
like, that's high.
That's extremely high.
You know, but I mean, the pizzas were $10-$11, which is what you're going to get at Punch and any of those places.
But I'm willing to pay that because I know the quality is good.
Well, I understand that.
You got to get me in the door.
I understand that, but I'm addressing the price point.
Yeah.
I mean, you can argue that it's not worth the price, but then but that is irrelevant to just like being high or not.
Yeah.
You know, my worry is that. That there isn't going to be enough to get people, especially, I mean, you've got a Punch, you know, not far from here.
You have Pizza Mia not far from here.
You got Pizza Mia not far from here. I mean, there's plenty of other.
You have, crying out loud, you have Psycho Susie's, which is better pizza than this.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And Psycho Susie's pizza ain't great.
No, it's.
It's bar food. It's bar pizza.
Yeah, it's bar pizza. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hate to say it just because. You know, they're new and all that, but it's just they need something.
Refinement. They need refinement, they need to work on the recipes, they need to get rid of that god-awful mozzarella.
See, I didn't hate the mozzarella as much as you seem to.
It just was, like, dry and bland.
Huh.
So.
But, I mean, I wish them luck.
Yeah, as we do with any business, but
yeah.
and they haven't been open terribly long.
No,
and you know we'll give them benefit of the doubt. The other option we had today was to go to the Lowry, which is having its opening day today.
Today, yeah.
Which I want us to stray away from, simply because we're betting like 1 for 10 on restaurant.
We haven't been to that many new places.
We've been to enough that our batting average is not good.
Well, that may be.
You know, Burger Jones we panned the first time around.
Yeah.
You know, of course now I can't think of any.
I was going to say, I mean, the big exception would obviously be Republic.
Republic is
doing really well.
Yeah, completely above the trend. Muddy Waters, I didn't care for that much, and we thought was extremely overpriced.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't call that as like a new place. It was more of a,
it was new for that location.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
So even then, we're still not batting great.
to me, what this place feels like, and this might be influenced by the fact that I kind of know the owners.
Oh, is that why you're being soft on it?
No. I mean, I don't know them, like, they're not going to recognize me or anything like that. But this strikes me as someone's first restaurant.
I agree.
Where, you know, they're not necessarily going to, I mean, they've got a good idea. They've got clearly some ambition. Because this place went up quick.
Yeah.
No.
But it's just the execution's not quite there yet.
It needs refinement.
And I don't know if that's going to require just some more work or...
They're definitely not ready to have the training wheels off yet.
No, I would agree with you on that one. But anyway. So I would say, you know, give it a shot if you're in the area and you're just looking for an easy lunch or something like that. This would also work well downtown. Like, you know, any place with a lot of corporate, you know, that, you know, could come here for lunches.
I'm going to disagree with you only because you need to have a certain amount of quality behind it.
Having had downtown lunches? No, you don't.
I'm saying if you're comparing it to other downtown pizza offerings.
Have you seen the line in Taco John's on Tuesday? Clearly downtown does not care about quality.
Well, there'll be some Taco John's Taco Tuesday. Ugh. 6-pack and a pound all day. All day long.
Just saying, quality is not key for downtown lunches.
What do you know?
Yeah, I've only worked down there for 4 years. Anyway, as always, we'd love it if you come down and check out these places and let us know if we're full of crap or if we're spot on.
Typically we are.
Full of crap or spot on?
Pick and choose.
Always with this, the cutting insight.
Sure.
If you want to know where we've been, aside from actually listening to the show, you can always follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife, or Foursquare, foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife.
Did you check us in?
I did not. I still have my new phone. I haven't actually put Foursquare on it yet.
I got it.
Twitter.com. Sorry. Sorry, you completely derailed me there.
Sorry.
Twitter.com/wellfedguidetolife.
No, it's just wellfedguide.
It's wellfedguidefpg. I apologize for that. One of these days I'll get it right.
No, you won't. I'm going to start writing you a script.
Someday. And we used to do scripts, but...
Yeah.
Then we're like, oh, we know this.
Yeah, and we still keep screwing it up.
We still keep screwing it up. Oh, well. As always, we want to thank our sponsors, Hopchart, hopchart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. And once again, we want to say, you know, if you ever were looking for a good beer store, check out the Four Firkins in St. Louis Park. The owner, Alvy, just got his home burglarized not too long ago. And
burgled.
and he also installed a rather expensive alarm system, so he needs your business. So check him out, thefourfirkins.com. And it just happens to be a really good store anyway.
Damn right.
But... Although I'm way overdue. I have not been there in a while.
Nor have I.
We really need to go there before they move.
It's kind of on the opposite side of the earth from where I live.
The problem now, and this is a downside. Here's a tip for all you small business people. If it's a small business in terms that has a storefront or, you know, some place to visit, if a big part of your clientele is your friends in the early days, as I'm sure many of these things are.
Yeah.
They expect you to be there.
Right.
I always buy less when Alvy's not there.
Exactly. I completely agree.
And I don't care if you give excuses like,
he's right. You know how many hundreds of dollars he's robbed me of because he was there? And, you know, I can go in there now and know that he's not working, and I get out of there for under $10.
I know. Me too.
He's missing out.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't give me this bullshit about, oh, I'm exhausted. Oh, I need to see my family.
Oh, I need to see my wife. Hoody. Exactly. Oh, I haven't slept in my own bed in 3 months.
Yeah, get over it. You sleep on this pile of money that I'm going to give you for free.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
You keep warming your tears.
Yeah. Your tears are hot?
Yeah. Pool of your tears.
All right, whatever.
Tears are warm.
Are they?
Yeah.
I suppose.
They come out of your body.
Not everything that comes out of my body is warm, though.
Like what? Pooping cold?
I poop cold on occasion.
No, really.
A little frost
really,
on it.
What's cold that comes out of your body?
Sub-zero? I really don't want to discuss this right now.
Okay. Just wondering.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.
What the hell comes out of your body cold?